Hello and welcome to Emerald Expressions, where we use words to call STEM, that is your mind. I'm your host, Jaira, Emerald Emir, and today I'm joined by
Eli in the building, also known as Chaos Control, or Chaos Around the Block.
Do you want, you have anything you want to introduce or that you want the listeners to know about?
Like a plug or in general?
In general, but you know, if you got a plug it.
I do my best to keep it 100, and what's always 100 is the thoughts that's in my mind, you know what I'm saying? So whenever I state how I feel, I always do my best to articulate it the best way I can. You know, people be wrong sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. Spend a block on it if you're wrong. I'm grown man, I mean when I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna plug anything, I guess.
Way, he's spinning a box for legal reasons.
Hey man, if they don't know, it ain't law broken.
This fucking guy. Anyway, as of the time of recording, Netflix has recently released their Cowboy Bebop adaptation, and the Generation 4 Pokemon remakes came out the week previously. The idea of adaptations and remakes is sort of fresh in my mind. There's a lot of adaptations of big shows and stories and video games coming up in the near future. There's a lot of shows that have been adapted or stories that have been adapted recently. So I'm just trying to talk about what I think their effect on popular culture is. So let me ask you the first question. What makes a good adaptation or remake in your opinion?
I'm glad we're gonna start off the positive because there's so much negative.
Before you give them the stick,
man. Listen, what makes a good adaptation to me? And honestly, I can't even really fully think of one off the top of my head right now. But based on the idea of it, I know for a fact a good adaptation or a remake means that you hold over the story traits and definitely the world building from whatever you're adapting or remaking, and you can translate that clearly with your new. So if you're remaking it, like for video games, honestly, if you're remaking it, the things you want to change most is probably the graphics, because that's what people look for in remakes for video games, is updated graphics. And the other thing, if you could change, is optimizing controls. But other than that, for the most part, you don't need to change a lot of things, especially if it's like a game that was considered greatness already. And then I want to say for adaptations, definitely keeping the world building, mostly keeping the world building, and I want to say trying not to, because I don't want to say don't, because you never know if it's bad usually until you get people's reactions or see people's opinions on it. But for the most part, not ruining original characters where things came from, I want to say.
So try to keep close to what made the story good in the first place.
Yeah, but like, I don't entirely want to say that, because like, then like, I don't want to like limit people's imagination on if they can expand on it, you know what I'm saying? So like, I want to like definitely, like, to me the most importantly is always like the world building and then the rules set forth. And if you're gonna change certain things, like especially if that pertains to the rules of the world, like you have to provide like within story logical reasons as to those changes. You can't just change something and then don't explain it, because then it fucks up the whole thing.
So you gotta earn whatever changes you make, you gotta earn it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that I like the way you said that. For sure, for sure. You definitely got to earn those changes.
I definitely would I would definitely agree with you on that in terms of with like video games, you wanna update the gameplay while keeping what made it fun in the first place. The story depends on what era game you're making, because like certain areas they didn't really have too much focus on the gameplay, excuse me, the story itself, because limitations. So the story you can. I feel like in video games, I give you a little bit more leeway as long as you do it properly.
If you're adapting it, but if you're remaking it, honestly, just don't even mess with the story. Like, unless it was like something in the story that was something that has like a good amount of sequels, and like whatever you added in was something that led that appeared in the future games, or closed what may have been a loose end. But like you can't add something that's trash at the same time too. Like if you're gonna do that, it has to make sense and not be stupid. But like, cause like I like Grand Theft, like the Grand Theft Auto trilogy, right? Like that just came out. Like they didn't change anything about the stories, but a lot of stuff they did gameplay wise was trash. Now nobody's complaining right now about like the story of the game or anything like that, because the story of those games, like, I'm not gonna say they're perfect, because they're definitely valuable. Mostly three, I would say, but like Vice City and San Andreas stories is perfect, but the gameplay options and stuff they did around that was trash, including some of the graphical stuff too.
It's funny you mentioned that. I just did a recording and that came up as well. The Grand Theft Auto. Rockstar should be ashamed of themselves because they did a fly by night operation and thought that shit was gonna fly.
Like the worst part about that is not even just that the remakes are trash, but that they try to take all the other versions of those games off the market so you can only buy that trilogy pack. That's some
What was
slimy
doing that
ass
shit? Oh
shit.
my God. That's dumb.
Yeah, but now they put the other versions back up on sale now too. But obviously it's only because they fucked up though and got caught.
You gotta love those money-making schemes. Fucking Christ. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Like I said, like depends on the story. Like for books, you with a book you have a lot more time. You can have a lot more time to expand and explain things that you might not necessarily have in like other mediums. So it depends on.
Oh,
I feel like
I'm
it
glad
depends.
you said that, because you actually did remind me of a good adaptation now.
You can you what's what did I remind you of? What's the adaptation you remembered?
Well, I would say two of my favorite book to movie adaptations would be one is a classic everybody's seen, Harry Potter. Well, I'm not gonna say everybody, but the Harry Potter movies for sure, for sure. And then my other one would be the Invincible comic to TV show.
I still gotta peep that. I'm
You
hella
ain't seen
late.
Invincible? Oh my gosh, fam, you
See,
sleeping.
I'm weird. Like I think I've said this before, but like when a show whenever something's like at its when everyone's talking about it, I don't wanna watch it
You
because like
brother, oh my gosh, you exactly like my best friend. He do
I feel like I'm not gonna give it a
that
fair chance if that makes sense. Because like I'm gonna be like, oh, everyone's talking about it, so they're hyping it up. And then if it doesn't reach that height, I'm gonna be like, oh, this shit's ass. You know what I mean? But
I definitely
if I
get
wait a
that.
little bit and watch it on my own time, I could enjoy the story for what it is, if that makes sense.
I will
Because
say
like I feel like
it has its plus and negatives for sure.
yeah, but like I don't know. This is just me, like personally, like I'm weird about stuff like that. Like I wait, I either watch something as it's going on, like I hop in before, or
Yeah.
there's a certain point I'm like, eh, I'll watch it later. I do it on my own time because, like, I don't want to
Right.
be like unfair with it. Like,
Yeah.
oh, this isn't as good as everyone said it was, so therefore it's bad. You know what I mean?
No, it's crazy you say that because like I have this uncanny ability, and like my other people could tell you, and they don't lie for me because we all keep it 100 with each other. But like real shit, like I don't know how I'd be starting to read manga, and then like a month or like 2 months later, that joint will like either blow up or it'll be about to get an anime. And I be looking at that. That is insane.
So
That is
you, what I'm
insane.
hearing is you got the
Bruh. No cap.
sauce.
I don't even want to call it that, but low key, I might. Like, no funny
You gonna
shit.
say
Low
something,
key, that'd
sauce?
be catching an
Hello, I'm.
Bruh, like, I remember, like, I was reading, like, okay, I can think of two of the best examples I can think of. One is Sword Art Online because I 100%, I literally read that before I got an anime. And the crazy part is when I was reading it, the manga had stopped for a bit. And then, like, the anime came out. And it's weird because, like, when the anime first came out, it still wasn't as popular as it is now. But, like, I don't know, like how Sword Art just bubbled up and blew up like that. Because for sure, when I watched it, it dead ass wasn't that this popular. But another one is Attack on Titan. No funny shit. You could ask anybody I went to high school with who watched anime. Because me and my other friend, we were talking about it because I had seen the anime on Netflix when it first came out, like literally only the first season. And my other friend was reading the manga. And we were both talking about the same show and didn't even know because he referred to it by the Japanese name, not referred to it by the American name. And we found out, and deadass, I finished that first season and I was reading it. And like a whole year later, maybe 2 years later, everybody was on Attack on Titan and finished the first season, was waiting for that second season. And I was reading it at the time. I was just laughing at that. I was like, ha-ha, waiting 2 years for a second season. I'm an asshole.
So what I'm hearing is you a manga snob.
Nah,
I
it
read it in
like
the manga
specifically for
2 years
that
ago. Y'all late as hell.
specific
Ha ha. You ain't
specifically
know.
for
You ain't
that
know. He blah blah blah
one.
blah. That would be me.
Hell no. For that one to come out, bro. And people kept complaining about it. I'm like, dog, I know, but like y'all could pick up a book. It's not that hard.
Said that scene from
Oh
Boondocks.
no, no cap.
Read,
No cap.
nigga,
But not just too far away from the conversation though. But yeah, like oh, have you seen The Boys?
read.
Bro, don't say you ain't seen The Boys, bro. Come on. Bro. Why are you missing out on some heat?
I'll get to it. I don't know. I
My
keep
God.
doing shit.
Because that's another show. That show was based off a comic book series, too.
By Mark Miller, right?
I have no idea. I do not remember.
I'm pretty
And
sure it's Mark Miller.
I read some of it,
I
too.
think it's the same guy from Kick-Ass.
It might be, actually.
I think it's the same guy from Kick-Ass and The Walking Dead. I could be wrong, mind you. I'm pretty sure that's another Mark Miller show or comic that was adapted. Oh, let me just double check this right quick. Make sure I'm not talking out my ass.
Luckily for you, I know how to walk you through Invincible without spoiling stuff. But like I
Bro,
would start with Harry Potter.
that's already been spoiled.
I know, but like it's different when you get the whole body,
I'm
bro.
not the type that really cares about spoilers, but if I was, that shit would already been a done deal. Motherfuckers on Twitter can never shut the hell up.
Bro, when Spider-Man comes out, I'm not even going on Twitter. I'm not going on any social media. Oh my God.
Motherfuckers don't know how to
But
shut the damn.
I know, or at least put a spoiler warning in your tweet, at the very least. But for Harry Potter though, like Harry Potter, it cuts out a lot of things that are in the books, But like the stuff that it cuts out and trims don't affect like the overall story and feel you get from the series all the way up toward to the end of the to the last movie. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's to me is like a good adaptation. Whereas I would say like a bad one for book to movie is I kind of would go with Percy Jackson. Like it's not bad, but there's something that's like just slightly off with it. And honestly, it's too bad that they didn't finish that movie series too.
I'm actually glad they didn't finish that shit because that shit was dookie. But
I mean, yeah. Like it just
but
wasn't the
luckily,
worst.
hopefully, well, I won't say that the new Disney Plus adaptation gets like a man the Mandalorian type greenlit
I
and
do
they do it as well.
really good. I hope that comes out really good. I truly do.
It's fucking dope.
Is, man. Like the fact that it took so many years between the first and the second movie too is actually crazy.
I'm
They
surprised
didn't
they
even think it would come out with
it. I'm surprised they didn't make that like a that story would have been dope as an anime or even like a animated movie series.
Oh, if Disney Plus didn't do it, like if Netflix if they were to get their hands on it and use that art style that they'd be using for like Castlevania and that Gods one that they had did, that'd be
Blood
so
of
dope.
the Blood of Zeus, or I think.
Yeah, Blood of Zeus. Yeah, that one.
I would
That
have
would have been
fucked.
so fire.
I would have fucked with it. I'm gonna keep it a buck. But yeah.
Yeah, like some of that, like so, like those to me, those are that and Invincible is really good adaptations. Because like Invincible, certain things in the timeline has changed around, but honestly, it's all for the betterment of the story, and it's never really a bad thing.
I Arthanis did the
Okay, that's a completely different person.
but is that motherfucking dude when it comes to adaptation because he did the Kingsman anyway side note that motherfucker got hella stories adapted anyway but continue sorry.
No, you're good. I mean, that's why I wanted to leave it there for my good, because even like where I said you had to remind me of the good adaptation, like not you had to remind me, but you reminded me of the good adaptations where I can remember. Like, is the complete opposite for bad adaptations. I don't need nobody to remind me. And those bad adaptations are my most hated things. Movies specifically. But I'm gonna let you go from
Well,
here.
since we're on the topic, what would you consider a bad adaptation? Like you
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Jesus Christ. Well,
That
yes.
movie is horrendous.
Dog shit.
Oh my gosh, bro. Oh my God, bro.
well, while we're on the topic, a bad
Right.
adaptation. I would say not all, but most anime adaptations have been dog shit. Especially the ones that haven't been like live action ones that haven't been in Japan. Like, oh, I don't know why. Anyway,
Like,
Dragon Ball
honestly,
Evolution.
to be fair, hold on, real quick, to be fair at that, I think sometimes people be forgetting that anime characters are not white and Japanese, because like when people used to draw like black versions of certain anime characters, people be like, why are you changing? Like they're acting like you were changing white people, and I'd be like, you know, they're Japanese, right? It's weird. It's weird. How
Or
do you think you forget
assuming, be assuming, oh yeah, these characters is white. No, motherfucker,
the
that's
Japanese,
his last
bro?
name. Like, what's his name?
Yeah.
Think Naruto Uzumaki is a white man with the fucking name Maki?
No, you know what I love? A lot of people don't know, like even people who watch One Piece, a lot of people don't know that like not all the characters are Japanese. Like all every single one of the characters are from like a representation of a different country.
Yeah, I think I talked about Oda said like Usopp is like Brit. Excuse me, Usopp is like supposed to be like black. Nami's supposed to be like a white woman. Sure. Like Luffy's supposed to be billion or something.
Yeah. Nah, that's just a little funny thing to me. But I will say, like, the best anime adaption I've ever seen into a movie is 100%. Nami Sweden. I didn't even realize that. But, Rurouni Kenshin movies.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say those. The Gintama movies I've heard are good, and the Lupin movies I've heard are good. Like,
haven't seen the Lupin.
I won't say they do. Pay a lot more attention to what makes the anime. Because they be fucking up adaptations of shit too. Like when they adapt stuff. Japanese anime. I've seen some pretty dog shit anime adaptations. But you know what I mean? Like,
man.
Into live action, I feel like they give it a lot more. I was going to talk about, you know, Netflix. You be fucking up.
Yeah,
70th season 5.
We're going to air it out.
One Punch Man season 2. Woof.
I didn't even watch it, honestly.
Now, once I saw a few scenes, I was like, no. What did you do to my boy?
I have no idea what season 2 looks like. Honestly,
my
dear
boy.
I don't know why. Like, I watched the first season, and like, ever since I started reading the manga, I never went back and watched the anime. And, like, I heard the second season was kind of, you know what I'm saying? But I heard things. And I ain't seen it.
I was so fucking looking forward to that, and then like I was like, what am I watching this?
Because we don't even need to talk about anime, because in America it was fucking up some good Japanese movies even before anime was being adapted. They have these American adaptations, bruh. Oh my god, you know the movie Train to Busan?
Oh, they're making a remake of it,
and I'm American like, with English version. Why?
Oh boy,
like why? It's trash. No, it's trash, bro. It's trash. I seen it. It's garbage. It's a piece of shit. All right. I'm sorry. I feel very strongly about that because I never, cause like that was one of those things I didn't understand until I seen it. Because I seen the American one and it was just an average movie to me. And then I saw the actual movie and I was like, nah, bro. It's fucked up.
It's a oh boy, because that is a fucked up story.
It's
by the way, I watched back in like the mid 2000s, like right after it was like right around the time it was coming out, or a little bit after. Because around that time, my family was getting into like a lot of that K drama stuff. I watched it then.
Right.
That and a bitter. Both of those are dope movies. Oh boy, yeah. I was like, oh my fucking god, that I won't ruin the story for you, but like that ending. Ugh. all I'm gonna say is wanted to vomit.
Bro, it's such a down bad twist, bro.
Oh my god, I wanted to vomit.
I was just shocked, man.
I'm gonna let y'all who haven't seen it experience it yourself, but just Oof. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, man.
You have anything else you want to say about bad adaptations?
Yes, like yes. So many to choose from.
Go off, Boston. Go off.
Because, like the reason why I brought up Avatar is because, like, I've never had a movie that got worse to me over time. Because, like, most movies, like, once you're bad to me, you're just a bad movie in general.
The one, the scene with the fucking earthbending where it took like six of them motherfuckers to pick up one rock.
Because he like as a kid, you know, because that's when it came out. I was like, when it was kids watching it, it was just a bad version of Avatar, right? But then, like, getting older and seeing it again, like, when you understand how movies work and movies made, and you understand about like cinematography, why certain characters are captured in this aspect. And you have things in this kind of way to show off certain kinds of things. Like, it was just a bad adaptation, but then it's just like a bad movie and a bad adaptation now. So like, it got worse through time with me. Like, that's what's really fucked up about it. But then you got Dragon Ball Evolution, bro. My gosh.
You know it's bad when the writer has to apologize for writing the movie. He said, "My bad, guys. I just wanted." He said, "I just wanted to check."
And then, like, people, like, I don't know what people was excited by for Cowboy Bebop. Like, sure, people can look good in an outfit. Of course, we know that's possible. You know why? Because cosplay exists. A lot of people can look good as a character. It does not mean you are going to get a good finished product. Certain things work in anime because they're animated. It does not translate to real life, and attempting to translate it to real life just makes things look piss poor and stupid. Because then, like, another bad adaptation ain't even anime. These Disney remakes, bro.
Again, we hitting up this topic again, but like I said it last in my last recording, these Disney remakes, they're bad. And like, I feel like I said this before, but a lot of adaptations, people, I feel like they dislike it because of things that change. The Disney remakes are made pretty much no changes, so it's pointless. Why am I watching the original?
But see, it's even more than that. Because, like, the Lion King one, right? They try to make the lions look like real lions. All right, but what do those changes invoke? Animals don't make expressions like people. So when people are doing things and when they're talking, it doesn't look like it. And you can't tell how somebody feels. Everybody just looks the same no matter what's happening through their day. Whereas when you have the animated stuff, everything works because they're animated. People draw them that way. You see the expressions on their face. Like, I don't know how a simple concept is missed. Oh, my God, bro.
Money grab. I'm so sorry. Money grab.
That's exactly what it is, and I don't know how people, like, you don't have to be a genius to get it. I don't know how people don't get it. You don't have to go pay to see these movies because they already exist, my nigga. Especially with Disney Plus now being a thing. Oh, my video started playing. That was weird. Well, yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
We're already talking about it, but an adaptation that sticks close to the source material, or one that makes changes.
In terms of adaptation, I would say this is based off of. You know what's weird? You know how you were hearing yourself echo? I can hear myself kind of echo. You hear it or no?
It's not coming in on my side. I think, I don't know, Anchor's weird at times.
All right. As long as it's not coming on you, I don't really care. But, only because there's only been because such bad adaptations, I would prefer that they stick to the story. Because a lot of the changes that they've been making with certain adaptations just been unnecessary or bad in general. Like, it would be nice if they made, like, if they made, like, the proper changes that, like, may have fixed certain things or loopholes I missed the first time, especially if it's done, like, years later. Like, there's a lot that can always be improved. Like, people always criticize stuff after it's finished because hindsight is always 20/20. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it seems like giving people these kinds of free reigns, it just backfires.
Okay, so basically, you got to earn it.
Having trouble connecting to the internet.
Sorry, that was my, if you heard that, that was my reason. It's not agreeing with my connection. What was I going to say? Oh, basically, y'all on timeout. Got to adapt properly. You can't be making all these dumb changes.
Yeah, like something that's not even an adaptation, but like it's supposed to be a continuation. Like the last Star Wars trilogy, bro. Like, oh my god, bro. Like, I don't want to say it's not hard because I'm not in the writing seat, but like people have been writing these expanded Star Wars universe stories for years now, and they've been beloved and appreciated all throughout time. Amy and Tom, you can't put together three solid movies that stay in line with the story and continuity that's been set up already. I don't get it. At this point, you're going to have to earn it, bro. You got to earn it.
Okay. Okay. An adaptation can be good, but in a different way than the original story was. Like, I used a Full Metal Alchemist 2003 version versus the Brotherhood version. Both of those are considered good, but they have their own unique quality.
See, they both considered good depending on who you ask, all right? Depending on who you ask. Like, the original, not the original, Full Metal Alchemist, not Brotherhood, but regular Alchemist that came out first. It's not bad, right? Me personally, I think the original story is better. But I do not think, for what they did, because I believe the story in the manga was still going on when the anime came out.
Still ongoing at that time.
Yeah.
Something like 2006, around that time.
Yeah, I honestly like some of the stuff it did. I just never liked the ending, and honestly, I was always the most hung up on the ending of that one. I just personally was never a fan of it, because like I'm not gonna lie, this was also during a time period where like I appreciated things that had they don't always have to be the happiest endings, but I prefer good endings. And I don't like the way, this is just in case anybody hasn't seen it, so I'm not going to spoil it. I just didn't like the way that one ended personally. But like the rest of the story, how they, a lot of things that they built up, I do think was pretty solid. So I do think they can be adapted differently. And it's definitely not always a bad thing. Like, especially like for a lot of us who are older anime fans, a lot of anime was coming out, mangas were still going. And a lot of times, they had to make up certain stuff as they go. Boy, that's why you got to episode. Yep. All
that. These young kids don't know about that filler nonsense no more. Now they got these. Wait until the manga. They just go until they ran out of manga. And then come back like 2 years later with a new season. Man. Back then, they didn't stop. They made a something called. They would have an original story, and depending on who wrote it, the quality of them stories varied very much. Okay, I'm gonna stop that stupid voice I'm doing. I was trying to do like the old head voice, but like I don't know if I was doing that. Anyway, but
nah,
like,
you did not sound like an old head.
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, talk to these young
women. Talk to these niggas.
Talk to him.
Maybe the old heads around my way sound like that, but anyway. Depending on who wrote the story, the quality of the fillers varied a lot. Mm-hmm. There are some amazing filler arcs, and then there are some really bad ones. Like, particular, there's one where they like met Elvis, but like as a ninja. That one, I was like,
"That was so weird, man." They
had the arc where they showed like in the original manga, they didn't show like one like Tail Beast getting captured. I forget which one I'm thinking right now. I think it was the sixth tail. They didn't show that one.
That's the one with the blue tail beast, right?
Yeah, the one with the slug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The sixth tail. The one with the guy with the bubbles.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, they didn't show him.
The guy with the bubbles. They didn't show that in the manga. They just showed him like being beat. But like in the show, they showed him actually getting captured and like him and his student. And like that was a good time. I was like, I enjoyed watching that particular. So it depended. Yeah. It depends on like who's writing it and all that kind of stuff. In terms of villain,
because like I be telling people like bleach fillers aren't bad. It's just the timing that they came was down horrible because it would literally be like in between certain arcs, and so it was like you're in the middle of one actual whole story and you get another whole story in the middle of it that had nothing to do with it. And it's like, bro, what? But like, you got Dragon Ball where you get Goku's driving class. This is a great episode.
Great episode. Amazing episode. But if I remember correctly, that was like in the, wait, where was that? That was like right after the Cell arc or something like that.
I think it was.
So it was either
right after Cell or it's right before it.
It was like right in the middle of the Cell arc or something.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. But then you like, I would say a good adaptation. I think fillers do count as adaptation because like you have to make your stories within it, and like so like that's part of where I say like as long as you keep the world building accurate. And stuff like that. Like, I tell people all the time, One Piece, yes, it has fillers, but the beautiful thing about One Piece fillers is that, like, all of One Piece is a pirate adventure. And so, like, it has story in it, of course, but, like, you know, a lot of it is spent sailing and different kinds of adventures. So, honestly, the fillers damn near flow in with the story because it's, like, another adventure while they're adventuring. And like even if there's like extra characters within that joined from a different arc that was going on, that character would be in the filler episode. So it don't even feel like it's something separate from the ongoing story. Completely. So like to me, that would be a great version of adaptation.
So they keep it the type of storytelling that the mangaka would do.
Pretty much, yeah. 100%.
I would say it depends. Like the original DuckTales versus the new DuckTales. They're completely different in terms of like how they like write the episodes, but I feel like they same core of like that adventure type of deal. Like
yeah.
The original ones were they played it a lot more straight, if that makes sense. And then the newer ones adapted to our times. We're all sarcastic assholes, so there's a lot of that that dry wit, a lot of that kind of stuff, a lot of those meta jokes. But I enjoyed like the new DuckTales, and I enjoyed the old reasons.
And like for sure, it does feel like it keeps that heart of DuckTales that made it enjoyable in a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah. They're very different, but they're both good in their own ways.
Yes. And that is one, like you said, I 100% would consider a good adaptation.
Do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, actually. Game of Thrones is a bad adaptation. It was all good up to that eighth season. It goes to your point for like certain not watching certain things on the hype. But like I feel like this one, like I would say more negatively affects, because while there was a lot of hype around the eighth season, I feel like watching it now, knowing that everybody hates season, lowers your expectation going in. And so a lot of people who watch it after hype, a lot of them say that the eighth season was pretty solid. Not great, but solid. And it's like, you could say that because you wasn't there at the time. And not even just slowing in a hype, like a hype train. It's like your expectations have been lowered, so you don't get hit by how actually bad it is and why it doesn't make sense with the rest of the story.
But you can tell no one on that set wanted to be there no more in season 8. All of them was fucking done. It was like, bro, I'm tired of this shit. Grandpa. That's too damn bad. That was the entire cast, the entirety of.
Because like, I don't watching people do interviews about shows and stuff like that, but like going back and seeing people get interviewed, a lot of cast members be interviewed about season 8 and how they dodged and avoided questions because they knew. I was just like, oh my gosh.
You think that the media relies too much on adaptations and remakes, or do you think that adaptations allow good stories a chance to be introduced to new generations?
Man, you shitting me?
Unfortunately, no.
Even as much as I love the MCU, 100% I love the MCU, technically it's still an adaptation. Like, you know, because it's based off of comics and stuff like that. Like, honestly, I feel like adaptation might low-key be hindering originality if I keep it 100. Because, have you seen the movie Baby Driver?
I have not.
Man, you gotta step your game up, Driver. That movie is an original movie from an original idea. And it is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. It's like literally one of the best movies, and it's so great. And like, we don't get movies like those nowadays because a lot of people are putting money and time into remakes and reboots and adapting something else that already been done. Like Harry Potter is different because like Harry Potter was it was special. You know, say like that first movie, there's a feeling of magic, and while the books are great, don't get me wrong, and like it's fun reading and getting that feeling from reading. It's something about the actors that you have on screen and the way they interact with each other, the music going on, that all of that together makes it into like a great and special adaptation, and it was one of the. And people gotta remember, it was also one of like the first few young adult books to be made into movie. There's a whole reason we had a train of young adult books in the movies afterwards. But between Disney, fucking oh my god, DC and their DC movies can't make up their mind about nothing. Like a lot of movies and stuff that nowadays is like adaptations and reboots, and they'll push those forward now because it can, quote unquote, guarantee sales rather better than an original idea can. Like people forget, like stuff had to be original ideas to be big in the first place. The Matrix. Oh my gosh. The Matrix is a one of a kind. It's not an adaptation, It's just a movie first and foremost. And what happened what? Afterwards? Everybody tried to copy Bullet Time. Even John Wick is an original idea. Those movies are like some of my favorite movies ever.
Speaking of, aren't both of those? I know the Matrix is coming out this month, right?
Don't say that. I never remembered when it was coming out.
I thought it was coming out this month, but I could be wrong. I could talk in my ass entirely, but I thought it was coming out recently. I thought it was coming out like the same week as, or maybe the next week after Spider-Man.
Oh, shit. Because I just think I don't watch trailers anymore because trailers be spoiling a lot of shit. So I gotta check. And John Wick, I also don't know if that's coming out soon either. Because I don't think there's many trailers for that. But I mean, it could be like right around the corner, to be honest.
It could be. I have a number and shit. I could be talking out my ass. don't take my word as Bond. But
nah, but like, people forget like these reboots that they're doing now came from original ideas. And original ideas, they can be missed, but you have to give shit the chance to be a hit or miss. Fuck it, Squid Games. Squid Games is a fucking original idea. My nigga. And the creator was shopping around for 10 ideas. Nobody was giving this man time of day. Netflix do it now, and look how much money that brought in. You have to allow things you have to let things bear fruit and can't just keep relying on the same old tree, my nigga. Gotta plant new shit in the garden. Yeah, 100%. I do feel like they are a hindrance now. So even video games, look at a lot of the remakes that we have of other games or quote unquote graphical updates, remasters.
Remasters. HD ports, aka give me that $50 again. A fiend for it. Well,
it depends. It's hard to find originality.
I feel like it depends. Because the human race, we love retelling old stories. We still talk about years old. Like, you will get a Hercules story every few years forever because that's a story that we like to hear. Or you'll get like stories like the. Some of these like ancient like myths, like you're gonna hear it all the time because it's a good story, and like you just gonna have to dress it up a little bit so that the current generation understands what it is. But you know what I mean? Like there's certain stories that we continuously retell. Superman always gonna have is always gonna have stories. There always gonna be some Spider-Man stories. There's always gonna be like certain stories that get retold. Because it's just a good story. But now, it depends on how you retell it. How you retell it is where you really make the difference. Because you could definitely fuck it up. Or you can make an adaptation and introduce it to some new. There's always going to be another kid that's never seen Batman. So make the best Batman that you can.
I don't know about all that, man. You hired me in the first half, coach. I don't know about.
I was just giving an example, but you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be some story, like the Phantom of the Opera. There's always going to be some kid that ain't see the Phantom of the Opera. So,
100%.
Make sure you're Phantom of the Opera.
Well, see, yeah, that works, but like that's if you have time in between, though. Like, there has to be at least a generational gap. Like, now
we've had three Spider-Man series, mind you, not even including TV in 20 years. Yeah. The first one came out in 2001. 20 years, you've had three of them.
Exactly.
I like the original Spider-Man. I'm one of those few people that enjoyed the Amazing Spider-Man. I don't think it's better than the original Spider-Man, but I enjoyed it. I fucked with what I had. And then I enjoy the new MCU Spider-Man, but like, it depends. Good storytelling is always going to win out. You know what I mean? If you tell the story great, It doesn't matter how recent things are. But if you're telling dog shit stories, then yeah, you won't let that shit breathe.
Yeah, because like Star Wars, A New Hope, like, granted, this it's an older movie, but like everybody knows about that movie and how it goes. You know what I'm saying? So like when they did what was the first of the new trilogy?
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, The Force Awakens. Like everybody, a lot of people say it's a big retelling of the hero's journey, and like, yeah, it is, but it's still done in a great way that's exciting and pleasing to watch. You know what I'm saying? So it hit like that. So like to me, like that's one of those good retellings. Well, not a retelling, but you know, using the same thematic ways and still having a good movie that works.
It hits the same beats.
Yeah, but like a lot of what we get now, some things don't. Like DC rebooted their damn franchise in less than 5 years. They rebooted their movies in less than 5 years. Like, bro, come on. Like, man. Like, for me, like, a lot, like, things that were, like, adaptations for me as a kid were stuff that actually came out a long time before I was born. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking like my mom was a kid when the stuff came out. Like, Knight Rider and, what's that show with Mr. T in it? Oh my god.
The Myth of the A-Team? I actually like that, the A-Team movie.
I really like that movie.
I think they're going with that. But it didn't make enough. It made a lot of money, but it didn't make enough money where there was like, yeah, let's continue. I think it made something like $300 million or something like that.
Yeah. You see, that's something I feel like. Like, it was one of those things where, like, you had to have known about them beforehand to have given the movie a chance. And, like, you know, luckily, mom ain't raised no sucker. I knew about the TV show. I used to watch the TV show because I love the TV show. So I was interested in the movie. And, like, even though Baywatch is something I think had a lot of time before they did that movie. So... Like you gotta allow things time, man. You gotta give things time. And nowadays you're getting reboots of shit that came out in the '90s. Like it was different before when there was no internet. But living in the age of the internet, time is not that far apart because things are more within reach than ever before.
People can go back and find those stories, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Alright, so last question then. Do you think certain stories can only work in certain mediums, or can any story be adapted to any medium as long as enough attention is given by the people?
Oh man, alright. It's crazy you say that. I feel like, alright, we're going to have to talk about different forms of media. I'm not going to lie. Book to movie, something that can clearly work. 100% it can work. But also, the movies have to be, I'm not going to say they have to be done right, but you would hope the movie does right by the book, at the very least. And comic book to movies, also something that obviously works. Given that the right people are working on it, because original Suicide Squad and new Suicide Squad, it's a big difference. comic book to animation works. Honestly, book to animation works. And I think book to animation might be... I don't want to get ahead of myself saying this. I don't work in either space. But I think might be the easier forms of adaptation, because with live action movies, like even with CG and stuff, there's still a limit to
how much you can do.
Exactly. But like with animation, that limitation is pretty much not there. Like, you know, obviously there's some kind of, but it's by far not anything compared to live action. I do not think certain anime can translate to live action. And by that, I mean, like I said, like Rurouni Kenshin and Gintama, like the way those anime work, they're kind of different from just like regular anime. Because like their characters still have expressive moments, but like when you stay in true to the story the way that they are, or to what the characters represent, it still works. But like with Cowboy Bebop, like Cowboy Bebop was a good example of certain things work in anime because they're done in animation and not real life. Like exaggerated character faces. Like, I don't know. I don't see it working often right in live action. And it's crazy I say that because like, if anybody's ever seen a channel called Quarter Digital or other channels like that, like, a lot of times they do shit like that and it comes out really dope and is fun to watch. Or even like a lot of stuntmen nowadays, like they're fans of anime. So they
it's different expectation a lot of, level when it's a fan creation versus like a professional.
I don't even want to say that. Because Core of Digital has actually worked on movies too. So like that's why like, I don't even want to like fully say that. Cause like I feel like for regular people that might be the case, but like me personally, like if I seen your body of work and I know what's people are capable of, I feel like people on YouTube, like when that guy did the Luke Skywalker face, I forgot what it's called, but he did the young Luke's face better than
Mandarin. I think he used that. What is that program? The sketchy ass one. Deepfake, yeah,
Like his deepfake of Luke was better than what they had did on the Mandarin, and I'm like. Like, I mean, there's expectations, but then, like, that's just actually he outclassed y'all in the deepfake, and y'all are a multi-million-dollar company. Like, fam.
Side note, like, that deepfake shit is still creepy. Extremely creepy.
It is super.
Another day. But.
But, yeah. But then, I feel like animation and anime, to certain extents, depending on what you're working with, just don't translate to live action well. It's like you're literally by translating it to live action, you're putting limits on it. Whereas in that space, it was already limitless.
I'm agreeing with you. What you said makes sense. You have anything else you want to say?
I hope that new Avatar that they're working on, I truly hope that turns out solid. I truly do. Nice. Man, dog, like, I don't even plan on watching that One Piece live action movie. I don't know why people are excited about it. Like, we haven't been heartbroken.
Isn't it a series?
It might be. I think it was a movie.
I'm pretty sure it's a series, the Netflix one.
Even if it's a series, I don't have good faith in it. Like, Cowboy Bebop doesn't even have as much wild shit going on in it as One Piece, and they couldn't get that.
We'll see. We'll see what happens that One Piece one, but I was enthused when I saw the logo. That logo looked like a 10-year-old made it.
Man, I can't even watch that stuff off Ripple anymore. I just got like for reviews. I really can't.
Really. Been hurt many times. My heart can't take no more.
Not one damn bit.
All right. Thank you for joining me. Do you have anything you want to say before we go?
I'll do my plug. Find me every Friday and or Saturdays at 8 p.m. On Twitch under Chaos Be Spitting. I do my own podcast there called Nobody's from New York with my peoples, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's mainly it.
I got another spot. Oh, you also follow his Twitter at Chaos Be Spitting, you know.
See, like, I'm still iffy about if I want to put my toy out there like that. I be going crazy. I be keeping it 100, but I be talking crazy.
You want me to cut that bit out?
Nah. I ain't pussy.
All right. Yeah. So if you want to see him acting crazy, follow his Twitter Chaos Spin and definitely hit up the Twitch and support Nobody's from New York.
Yeah, honey.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Bro, anytime, man. You know, I really wanted to be here the last time. I couldn't make it. So I'm really glad that I was able to make it for this one, 100%.
Sometimes... what's the word? It's not the time. Today was the time.
You right. Yeah.
Have a good night, bro.
All right, you too. Stay safe.